What's up, Grace Girls? Welcome to the Allow Yourself Grace podcast, where we focus on helping Black women change their lives by discarding negative thoughts, pivoting in the right direction, and shifting their mindset through cultivating a trauma-free lifestyle. I'm your host, Courtney Kristen, educator, content creator, life coach, counselor, and mental health enthusiast living in Houston, Texas. I created the Allow Yourself Grace podcast because I wanted to create a space for Black women to share their thoughts, feelings, and stories that make them who they are without fear of judgment. Allow Yourself Grace provides emotional support and encouragement within the Grace Girls community for women in need of non-biased opinions from women other than family and friends. Personal development, self-care, career, faith are among many of the topics we will discuss on this platform. Allow Yourself Grace podcast is here to encourage Black women to live unapologetically and thrive in being authentically who they are and were designed to be, an entire vibe. No topics are off limits. We will cover it all. Now, grab a notebook, pen, sit back, and enjoy the show.
What's up? What's up, Grace Girls? Welcome back. We're in season 5, y'all. So I told y'all in my first episode that I was going to be bringing some heat, bringing some new guests on. And so I'm starting off with a bang. I have Miss Shanti Refuge here with me.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Yes. So if you guys aren't following her, tell the people where they can follow you. We're going to have it up on the screen too.
Okay. You can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'm Shanti Refuge Journals.
Okay. And so we're going to get into the episode. But if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and make sure you like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you're notified every time I drop a new episode. So first, I'm going to have you introduce yourself to the people. Tell them what you do, where you're located, all that good stuff.
Okay. I am Shanti Refuge. I'm in Houston, Texas. I'm a certified mental health coach, mental health advocate, keynote speaker, and author. I help women over 30 to release, heal, and live their best life with guided journaling.
Love it. Love it. Y'all know how I feel about mental health and self-care and all those things. Mm-hmm. And so I thought she was the perfect person to start off this season. And so we're going to get into the topic that I have for today. And then we're going to get into a little bit about what Ms. Shanti has to offer and some of her things that you guys can go and check out to utilize. We're going to talk about the benefits of releasing trauma and healing. Like, how can doing those things bring value to your life? And so because she's a specialist in that area, I wanted her to kind of hone in on the benefits of healing.
Sure. The benefits of healing is for you. It's not for anybody else. And healing includes forgiveness, you know, acknowledging the part you played and whatever it is that you're needing to heal from. But when you heal, you are a whole different person. It's like mm-hmm. that old person never existed. And it's like, it's literally like peeling an onion. Once you start healing, you're peeling off layers until you get to the real you. And healing is not microwave.
Right.
No, it takes a long time.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yes, it is a process.
And I think we live in a society where people just want things to happen overnight. Like they feel like, oh, I went to a couple sessions, I'm good. No. But wouldn't you say that, like, when you see your clients, that's like an ongoing, like, it should be like a ongoing process at least for 6 months to a year.
Or longer.
Yeah.
Or longer. You know, it just depends on the level that the client is at.
Right.
You know, I meet the client where they are.
Yeah.
And we work our way up and start unpacking that baggage, the stuff we've been holding on to since we was 12, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is, we unpack it. And I show them how journaling, to incorporate journaling in their healing process so they can reflect, mm-hmm. you know, they can learn from whatever happened. And so it won't happen again. And
yeah.
so they won't take it into relationships, into, you know, just,
yes.
it's like a weight. It's a literal weight that's being lifted
right.
when you are healing.
Yes. And I think we throw the words around a lot. Like, you see people like, oh, I'm on a healing journey. But do you really know what that means? Do you know what it takes to really go through that? And so I think that's the importance of having people like you. Sometimes people don't see it. They don't see that they need someone. They feel like they can do it on their own.
I used to think that.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you cannot heal on your own. You have to have a support system. Your support system, when people hear support system, they think, mama, family, somebody.
Right. That, church.
Yes. No, yep. That is not your support system.
Right.
Your support system is people who are knowledgeable about whatever it is you're going through, who have gone through it, and who can help you to get where they are or take you further.
Yes.
It's not people, you know, you just vent to and they say, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. That's not healing you. That's not right. helping you.
Or they tell you what you want to hear.
Oh, yeah. No, yes.
Right. People. It's the pity yes, party people. Of, yeah, no. Oh, me too.
We're not trauma bonding.
Right, no. Right,
you
know, right.
I'm going to let you feel your feelings and then we're going to do some work.
So yeah, we got to unpack yeah. that. We yeah, got to unpack work. That. So let's talk about the definition of trauma. Can we give the people a real definition? Because we hear the word, we see the word all over Instagram, everywhere people are talking about it. But what is your definition of trauma?
My definition of trauma is anything that affects a person mentally, emotionally, such as sexual assault or, you know, emotional neglect as a child or, you know, physical abuse as a child, you know, that sits with us.
Mm-hmm.
And even though, you know, it might go to the back of our mind over the years, it's going to come up. It is going to come up. When yeah. you're not even ready. It don't make yeah. an appointment. It just comes when it's ready.
Right. And sometimes it don't have anything to do with whatever yes. it is that you're dealing with.
Exactly.
And it's like, what does that have to do with what's exactly. going on right now? Exactly. And so that's how yes. you know, like, you still need to yes. do more work.
Yeah.
So how many people do you encounter, like, they really, like, struggle through the process?
Oh, 100.
Like, so what part are you doing as far as accountability? Like, are you calling them? Are you seeing them? Are you on them? You know, like,
when
that accountability.
When I am your coach, there is no excuses. None. Okay. You know, I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you. I'm going to message you. And I'm going to bug you.
I love it.
In a good way, with love. And
I love
it. I'm going to call you out. And, you know, we're going to get to work.
Yeah. I like the straightforward.
Yeah, I'm very straightforward. You know,
like, it might hit you right here, but yeah.
Yeah, it's going to hurt, but it's with love.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anyone to ever go through what I went through
mm-hmm.
before I began my healing journey. And, you know, I thank God now that I went through what I went through. So now I'm able to, you know, fully explain what's going to mm-hmm. happen, how it feels. Because when people hear, you know, self-care, healing journey, they think that shit is cute. It is not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's ugly.
It is painful. It is ugly. Ugly tears. You know, it hurts where you don't want to do it anymore because it yeah. hurts so much.
Yeah.
But that's where I come in. Because we're going to heal. So yeah. we can move on to the next thing you need to heal from.
Yeah. Because I really believe that, like, you know, growing up in a Black community in general, we're taught to be quiet.
Yes.
We're taught to not say anything, like mm-hmm. just deal with it. Just pray about it, right? It's
yes.
going to be fine.
Yes.
And I think that is the most unhealthiest thing we could have learned.
It is very toxic.
It's very toxic. And it's funny that I say that because, guys, she just wrote a book and I'm going to let her talk a bit about the book
mm-hmm.
Since it relates to what I just said, because I mean, those things need to be unpacked and talked about.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about your book.
Okay. I wrote a book called Quiet is Kept. It is basically an account of me going through childhood up until 2018 when I had a nervous breakdown. I talk about my childhood, how I was physically abused.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about being a teen mom at 14. I talk about basically being ain't shit. You know, I talk about being arrested, the things that I did some bad stuff.
Right.
And I hurt a lot of people. And I talk about that. But at the time when I was going through all of that, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong.
Mm.
I didn't know I was doing anything wrong.
You thought you were just doing what you wanted to do.
I thought, you know, the whippings I was getting, I thought, okay, I must have did something wrong. So, you know, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean... My husband and I talk about this all the time. Like, whippings don't work for every kid.
No, they don't.
Because it's kind of like, okay, I got my whipping. I'm back to doing what I was doing.
Pretty much.
And so we have to find different ways to deal with certain things because the whippings almost are becoming obsolete.
Yeah, and extreme.
Like, it don't work.
No, I'm not talking about just pat on your head. I'm talking about like
go get a switch.
Yeah, that kind of fly swatter, the fly swatter hammer, mm-hmm. things like that. You know, I didn't know that was wrong back then.
Right.
You know, but looking back, now that I know better, you know, that mm-hmm. was wrong. You know, I was supposed to be fucking at 12 and pregnant right. at 14. I wasn't supposed to be
right.
arrested all at 16. All the shit we were doing. I wasn't supposed to, you know, I got married at 20, I don't know how old I was, but I didn't even want to get married. I only did it because my mama told me to.
Because you had a baby.
No, it was.
Did she think you need a husband because you had a kid?
I don't know what the hell she thought, but she, you know, I always knew that, you know, I did not want to marry this person. Mm. I never did, but I only did it because my mama wanted me to.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like, okay, that's my mama. She ain't going to tell me nothing wrong. And yeah. I listened to her, just like my daddy told me to take a year off after high school. Mm. And that was the worst advice he could have
given. Because it was just in the streets out there.
Oh, baby. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like you had no real guidance. Like, take a year off, but you didn't tell me what to do during that year off.
I sat around and ate all day. I was in the 300s by
then.
Oh,
wow. So,
yeah, I mean.
So that was kind of like, that's kind of like depressing, though, when you go from having like a daily routine and something that you're doing every day to like not doing anything. Yeah. And that can be traumatizing in itself.
Exactly.
Yeah. How important would you say it is for people to have some type of routine and like some type of balance as far as like self-care and keeping your mental intact?
It is very important. I recommend at least do something for yourself, by yourself every day. Mm-hmm. It could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Go hide in the closet.
Yes.
Go in a restroom. Lock the door and ignore whoever beating on the door, trying to see where you at or what you're doing. I even say, go sit in your car.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the best. That's the best.
Go sit in your car. Yes. Yeah,
driving up to your house and like, just chilling for a second.
Yeah,
like,
rush to go in. Sit your ass down and decompress in your car.
Yes.
Take some time for yourself.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Take yourself on dates too.
I just started taking myself on dates. I used to feel like that was wrong or weird.
Because you have a spouse or you have somebody you feel like going by yourself. A spouse,
but I'm going, I'm taking myself out on a date.
And that's okay. It's okay. Like, I literally be like, I'm going to get my nails done. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go eat.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat by myself.
Do
just
that.
Just to sit with yourself and sit with your thoughts.
It's needed. It's necessary.
Yes. I feel, though, that some people are scared to do that.
Yes, they are.
Do you find that when you're talking with clients, like, they're really just scared to be alone?
Yes.
Those people, they're always out. They're always, they have to be around somebody. They have to
be in a relationship.
Yes.
They can't do nothing by themselves. They can't live by themselves. I'm like, that's an issue. That is definitely an issue.
And so I think people think, oh, if somebody didn't die or if I didn't get sexually molested that I don't have any trauma, and that's like, that's not true.
So you just don't know it.
You just don't know it. So I want you to talk about the different types of trauma, like the different types of things that people may experience that is trauma but they're not really aware of it.
Getting a divorce. Especially if you didn't see it coming. You know, getting a divorce is traumatic. You know, having someone harass you at work.
Wow.
You know, they got bullies at work too. They got internet bullies. All of that is traumatic.
Yeah.
You know, that brings out anxiety in a person.
It does.
And some people don't realize that.
They don't. And I feel like celebrities get it a lot because
they're in the spotlight.
They're in the spotlight and people feel like they're not human. And I'm like,
I know,
they're seeing some of the things that you guys say and that's hurtful. Like, no matter how you look at it, if they respond, they don't respond, it feels, that's hurtful for somebody to see like, oh, you look like this or, oh, you should look like this. Like, be mindful of the things that you say to people because it can cause trauma.
Yeah, but, you know, the people who are saying ugly comments like that, I say they are hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
Hurt people will hurt people. So it's something about them that they feel like they have to lash out at somebody else.
Yeah, and projecting their insecurities on the other person.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, because they don't want to do something or they're not brave enough to do it, they'll try to talk you out of it.
Oh,
and so I'm assuming you've experienced that on your platform because you post every day. So you kind of know what I'm talking about. You post every day. You're relentless. You're true to your brand.
Yes.
If you follow her, y'all should be following her by now because it's popping up on the screen. Go follow.
Follow your babe.
Yes. If you follow her, you will know that she's committed to what she does. Mm-hmm. And she really, really has a passion for what she does. And so when you're passionate about what you do, sometimes it can be a lonely journey. Yeah. Right? It can be a lonely journey, especially when people around you that are close to you are not really seeing the vision. But it's like you'll meet those people that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. That's like, you're doing a great job, or you helped me, or you said something that inspired me. So I say all that to say, like, what keeps you motivated to keep trying to pour into other people? Because as a mental health professional, sometimes it can be draining and maybe even discouraging.
It is discouraging.
Yeah.
I was in my feelings 2 days ago because I felt like I wasn't doing enough.
Mm.
And then at another turn, it was like, am I doing too much? So, you know, I decompress. I have my, you know, decompressed things, but I have not gotten any bad comments.
I love it. I love it.
But if I do, you know.
She's ready.
I'm ready for you.
She's already ready. Because one thing about a hill person, they know how to handle stuff with grace. Like, you can handle it and move on. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
See, and a lot of people, and I like that you brought that up about the people who are close to you and around you don't see your vision. Nobody around me sees my vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife, you know,
mm-hmm.
my family, they don't see it. They just think I have a little business. Baby, I'm out here changing lives,
baby,
healing people.
They must look, I'm telling y'all, well, I guess that's the business side of me because I see it. I'm like, I don't see exactly what you have in vision because my husband always says, like, if somebody can see your vision, it's no longer your vision. Like, your vision is yours, and it's God gave it to you for a reason because you're equipped to fulfill that vision.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that as well, but I do believe that people can support it. And so you're always going to get people that, like, pour into you, and they don't even know they're pouring into you.
Every day someone says something. You know, you inspire me. Keep doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I love your authenticity because I spill my own tea.
Yeah.
I pour my own. You're not going to get a chance to try to say something about me. You know?
Right. Because I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be transparent about it. Yeah. If you have, and it may hurt your feelings. You know, people get offended so easily, I guess, about the truth. And it's like, why are you offended?
The truth hurts.
It hurts.
It does.
I'm like, I'm just telling you the truth. It's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could cause them a whole nother issues. So what does this whole nother issue? I'm like, do you realize that you're the issue?
Some people don't realize they're the issue.
They don't.
It's like a while ago, my daughter, she used to say that people didn't like her.
Mm.
Or she'll have a friend 1 minute, they're not friends the next minute.
Mm.
And she's friend with somebody else and not a friend. It's you.
It's you. One more time. It's you.
It's you.
Yes. I meet women all the time. They're like, oh, I don't have that many friends. Or it's not about the amount of friends, but it's the fact that you don't have any friends. Or they'll say, I don't have any friends. I'm like, how don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I've been had the same, like, your core friends. Like, I've had the same friends forever.
Yeah.
They
not through school.
Since they're my like your real riders. You're gonna see them. So I'm like, there's something about you. There's a reason why you're not keeping friends or why people feel a certain way. It can't always be them.
Yeah, but it's not because you know that saying when you point your finger at somebody else, you got four more pointing back at you. It's you, honey. It's you.
So talk about accountability.
Ooh.
Oh, because I want to get into that. I want to get into that because when you're unpacking trauma, that plays a major role.
Yes. You have to. That's like one of the first things. You have to acknowledge that, you know, first you acknowledge there's a problem, and then you have to hold yourself accountable and say, yes, I did this.
Yep.
You know, this is the part I played in this situation. And if you can't do the accountability part, you ain't going to heal.
You're not going
to heal. Because you have to hold yourself accountable.
People struggle with that. I'm telling you.
Because they don't want to admit they did anything wrong.
Right.
Because they want everybody to see them as being perfect. Nobody's perfect. We are human. We all fuck up. We do.
We all do.
we all do.
Okay. And let's get into the relationship piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
So people that hop from relationship relationship to relationship, again, no one wants to take accountability, but why are you in and out of relationships? The common denominator is you.
Yes.
It's you. Yes. My dad and I just had this conversation because I'm like, first of all, you need to hurry up and speed this up and find somebody because you over here, you over there, you over there. Like, who gonna take care of you? I mean, that means I don't take care of you. I don't want to take care of you.
You put it out there.
I need you to get a wife.
I love you, but I'm not gonna take care of you. That is not my job.
Yeah, so unlearning the behavior that's causing you to be jumping from here to there is what she helps with.
Yes.
And so I need people to see that mental health professionals, like, they really, really help you get organization in your life.
Yes.
Like, you need that. You need that. You definitely need that to be successful. What are some things that can help someone who they want to start the journey, but they're not really sure where to begin? They don't know. Like, what would you say to them?
Book a clarity call. Book a clarity call. You can book one with a therapist, a counselor, or a coach like me. And, you know, if you book a clarity call with me, you tell me what's going on, what do you need help with? And I can either tell you, okay, you need to go to a therapist. I have, you know, a network of therapists that I recommend. Or, you know, okay, it's counseling for you. Or, okay, I can help you with that.
Right,
so
right.
So that's the first step. You have to ask questions.
And seek help.
Yes.
Right? So her website is going to be up on the screen. Y'all can book that call. because if you need it, you need it. And that's a part of taking accountability, too, is like recognizing that I need help. I can't do this on my own. So I'm going to go and find support.
Yes. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to admit you need help.
Yeah.
We all need somebody in our corner, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not always going to be your family. It's not.
It's
going to be a complete stranger.
Yeah, because sometimes we don't feel comfortable enough
to
fully share. Like, you may share, but you don't fully share everything.
Well, that's why you research. You don't just go, you know, Google coach in Texas and pick the first one that come up on Google. No, you go and do your research. You ask people. You know, if you are employed, you should have an EAP program. They should recommend, there should be a recommendation of authorized therapists, coaches, counselors. Do your you have to do your homework. You have to advocate for yourself. Nobody's going to come say, hey, you look like you need some help. You want me to Nobody's going to do that.
Right.
You have to be vulnerable, open, honest. If you are not honest, we're not going to go anywhere. You have to be honest. And, you know, you have to do your research. And, you know, when it comes to finding someone, I always recommend research and see what kind of background that person has. See, and I don't mean background from 1982. I'm talking about, you know, their education, their experience, because you have a lot of mental health professionals who are only book trained, school trained.
Talk about it,
because
I'm going to get into what's next after that.
And you want to, and if that's fine with you, that's fine. But, you know, most of us African-American in the African-American community, you know, want to see not only where you went to school and what kind of credentials you have, but what kind of experience do you have?
Yeah.
Are you from Bel Air or are you from Fayetteville?
Right.
You know, so
right.
The person can, you know, be that to understand.
Yeah. I always say that, you know, you need your mental health professional to be real and relatable.
Yes.
Like, I remember when I first sought a therapist, I was looking for a therapist. I went through the EAP program at the time because I was working for a company. And I'm like, okay, let me find somebody. And I'm going off of, first of all, I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at pictures.
Yep.
Of course, I'm looking for somebody that looks like me. That's just what I was looking for.
Yes.
Because, again, relatable. And when I first attended my first session, I was like, I don't like her. Because that's when, okay, they're really like forcing you to do this work. They're really like forcing you to take accountability.
Yes,
I mean, she would give me homework and I'd be like, no. She was like, did you do your homework? I'm like, no, I didn't do that. Because I would start those questions and I was like, I'm not telling her my business.
Yes. Yeah,
so I want you to talk. I want you to talk about when you get a client like me, right? That's not doing, they're not doing the homework. They're really not opening up. Like, how do you approach that?
First, you're not going to play with my time.
Okay.
And I'm not going to play with you.
I like it. Wear me out, please.
I only accept clients who are ready, who are 100% ready.
Okay.
They don't have to have all the answers, but they just need to know they are ready. Mm-hmm. They have to be open. They have to be honest. And they have to be ready to give what I have to offer.
Mm.
You know, if I'm giving, because you're going to have homework.
You're going to have homework,
and if
guys.
You come back and don't do homework, we're going to talk about that.
Mm.
You come back again and don't do homework, I'm going to show you the door because you're wasting my time.
Mm.
You know, and
I think people need that push.
Yeah.
We need that push because I find that because we travel a lot. And so when we go to other countries, people are so like humble and they're just so just giving and kind. And Americans, we don't realize how entitled we are. Like we're very entitled.
We're
stubborn.
Yes.
Like we want what we want. We want to do what we want to do. And so I think having that person that's like, nah, I'm not putting up with what you got going on.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Respect my time. I'm gonna respect your time.
Yeah, it's not about money for me.
Yeah,
the money gonna come. My objective is to help someone.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to go through what I went through.
Right.
I don't ever want anyone to experience that. So, you know, I will kindly give you your money back and tell you to kick rocks.
I love
it. You're not gonna waste my time.
I love it.
You're not ready. Come back when you're ready.
Yeah. So if you're looking for somebody who's real deal, this is what you need. This is what you need. But guys, I did make it through my sessions, so don't be judging me. I kept going.
Yes, thank you.
And it got better. So, like, stick it out. Like, if somebody like Shanti is your coach and they hold you accountable, like, respect their opinion, respect how they feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not cheap. So,
right.
I mean, you paid for my expertise.
Yes.
You know, so you're going to take it or not.
Right.
You know? But on the other hand, when you go and when you pick that person, that first person you pick might not be your person. You have to use discernment. You have to feel the energy, feel the room, feel the conversation.
Yes.
If you don't like it, you can fire them. You can. They work for you, not the other way around. You know, you're paying your money for someone to help you. And if you feel like on the first, second, third visit, okay, that's enough. You know, I went through three therapists before I found my therapist.
Would you say that's a common thing?
Yes. It is rare you will find your person
on the first time.
It is rare. Yes, that is common.
Yeah.
Because I went through three.
Yeah. So don't give up, guys. Like,
yes.
If you're seeking a therapist and maybe you've been through 2, 3, 4, like, keep going until you find the person that's right for you.
But you know why it's hard for people to do that? Because, you know, when you find your therapist and, you know, when you find a therapist and you're having to tell your, like, why are you here? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And you find out this person didn't work for you. Then you got to go find another one and do the same thing again.
Yeah.
So regurgitating that information, that's like, okay, I don't want to do this shit no more.
Right. That's really how you feel. Yeah. You'd be like, girl, stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be all right. I can heal on my own. That's fine.
Right. I'm good.
But then someone else come up and trigger you and, you know, you back at square one.
Yeah.
So don't give up. It can be frustrating, especially if you don't find your person, you know, your therapist, your coach, your counselor. If you don't find that one on the first try, try again. Keep trying because you are fighting for your life, literally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's for you. Nobody else.
For nobody else, y'all. And it gives you a sense of peace. Like, once you go through the journey, you really, it's like a weight almost that's lifted off of you.
It is
a weight.
It feels so much lighter, so much better that you're able to, you know, get things off of your chest that, you know, you forgot about, you ignored.
Right.
You know, you pretended like it didn't happen, and now you're able to get it out. Oh, you feel like you're flying.
Right. I know. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
Are you the friend, like, outside of your career and what you're doing, are you the friend that's like, everybody's calling for advice? Are you the friend like, I'm avoiding her because she's going to give me the real?
Both.
You're both. You're a good mixture. Okay.
Some people don't want to hear that shit, but whatever. I love it anyway. Get out your feelings and call me back.
Right.
But then I have people that'll come to me and be like, you know, da 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 da. And I give it to them.
So how do you create the boundary between friendship and work?
If you pay me to help you, we ain't friends.
I like
I'm friendly, But this is business.
I like it.
We're not friends. We're not hanging out. We ain't chilling. I might say, hey, boo, on a post or something, but right. We're not friends.
Right. And you have to create those boundaries in professional and personal, because those lines sometimes can get crossed easily. Like, for some reason, people think, oh, well, I know her, so I'm over here, you know, like.
If anyone were to ever approach me and we are friends and wants me to coach them, I will say no and refer you to someone else.
Okay. I love that.
No friends, no family.
I love it.
I do not accept that.
And that just keeps like things clear, the lines clear. I love that, because they can easily, like I said before, get crossed. So that's why I asked that question. Now, we were talking about your book earlier. Why did you give it that title? Because I love the title, but why? What's the reasoning behind the title?
You know what that reason
is. I do, but let the people know. Let the people know.
In the Black community, you know, when we were kids growing up, we hear people say, quiet is kept. Or don't tell nobody I told you this, but. And, you know, someone actually said that to me.
Oh, wow.
In the instance of this book.
Wow.
You know, it took me a while to think of a title for the book. But once I went through it, I was like, bam, that's the title. Quiet as kept. That's it.
So how do the people that, so I'm sure in the book you referenced some people that were involved in your stories. Everybody. How do they feel about that? How did you handle that?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Oh, you know, you haven't gotten any feedback?
Yet? I've been getting great feedback.
Okay.
But I strategically did it to where I'm not naming names.
Right.
So the only way someone will know who I'm talking about is if they were with me through the process.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Because you know how, what's that movie? The Last Holiday. What's the movie? The Holiday movie. Gosh, I can't think of the name of it. But he basically wrote a book, and then when the whole friend group started reading it. What is it?
Best Man.
Holiday or something like that.
Just
Just like that. Okay. Because, you know, people are always like, what'd you say about me? What'd you say about me? And it's like, but if it's true, why you care? Why you care? You know it's true. Why you feel a certain way? But I love that she's just like, I spoke my truth.
Yes.
It is what it is. Because I think we need to learn how to do that. And that's a part of healing as well, is like being honest. Sometimes we've been lying so long to ourselves and to everyone else that we struggle with just putting it out there. We don't even know the truth anymore.
Exactly.
And it's like ridiculous. It really, really is. So how do you teach your clients how to learn how to walk in their truth?
Journaling and affirmations. A lot of journaling and a lot of affirmations, especially affirmations, you know.
Yeah.
I had you standing in your mirror butt naked saying affirmations.
Because,
you know, you have
it builds that confidence. Yeah.
Because it's hard, you know, especially if you've lived your life in shame for something you did in 1983. And I don't know why I keep saying 1983, but I think I was 6 back then. But anyway, you know, people will hold on to that. You know, and okay, I'm a whole different person now.
Yes.
But, you know, you can't see that you're a whole different person because you keep seeing what they're saying about you.
Yes.
Nobody validates you. You validate you. And the only way you can do that, you got to get in your journal. You got to get in front of that mirror, and you got to talk nicely to yourself.
Yeah. And take care of yourself, you know, because our outside temple is definitely a reflection of, you know, ultimately how we feel about ourselves. And that's something that towards the end of last year, I'm like, I had to really reflect on, because you have those days where you get up and you're like, I'm not really feeling it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I need to make sure that whatever I'm representing is a reflection of how I feel about me. Mm-hmm. And so what I always tell people, do what makes you happy. Like, don't worry about what somebody else has to say. Your truth is your truth. Own your truth. You will feel so much better when you own your truth.
Yes, you will.
Like, just own it. And I know somebody's going to say, I'm going to go back to the journaling. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to say, I don't have time to journal. I don't have time for affirmation.
Yes, you do.
I don't have time for that. People make time for what they want to make time for.
You know what I always tell? Whenever they say that they don't have time to journal, I say, you got time to fuck. You got time to journal.
Yes,
You got time to go take a shit. You got time to journal.
Right. And the fast food.
Yeah.
We got time to eat out. Because that's what I say when people tell me that I don't have money for something. I'm like,
You have money for what you want.
So if you really want what I got or what she has,
You're
going to pay for it.
You pay for that weave, that wig, that hair, the lashes.
All of it.
Okay, that's on the outside, but what about your inside?
Come on.
What about your inside? Why are you neglecting your mind and your heart?
Yes. So I want you to expand a little bit on taking care of your inside and your outside.
Taking care of your inside, you know, detox. And when I say detox, I mean a physical detox. Take whatever you need to take. I prefer bougie hippie products.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried them, but I did see people. It works.
The apple cider vinegar, the detox meltdown, and the fat burner. Yes.
Okay.
It works.
Come on, bougie okay. hippie, sponsor this episode for
it. I sure will contact you. Yes. I've been a customer of theirs for years. So detox your body, mm-hmm. detox your mind. Detoxing your mind is, you know, first clearing out stuff out your phone. Mm. Old ass text messages, receipts that you
don't need.
That's
what I've been doing for like 3 days.
Delete your old contacts. If you haven't heard from that person or anytime you hear from them, they want something, delete their ass. Block their ass. Social media followers, unfollow them. Anything that triggers you, anything that is not healthy for your mind, detox that. And then detox whatever you've been holding in your mind. You know, those negative thoughts. You know, you counteract them with positive thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, like somebody will probably think, oh, I'm not cute. You know, da da da. I'm beautiful. I'm the shit. Right. You know, you have to do that for yourself.
Yes.
Nobody gonna. Somebody could tell you you're pretty all day long, but if you don't feel like you are,
it don't matter. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and I don't like it that a lot of women, they feel like, you know, they need all the attention because of their looks. You know, okay, your looks only take you so far. What about your brain? What about your personality? You know, what about your inside?
So, and it's like finding the passion for what you love. Because a lot of women, like you said, you got the lashes, you got the hair. We all like to do that, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But what's on the inside?
It makes it look better.
Yes.
You know, you could take a angry, bitter, broken woman and throw some wig and lashes on her. Okay, she all right. But just picture a healed woman.
Yes.
With the same thing. She going to look, oh, baby, she bad.
Right.
She bad.
And women, we have the tendency to think that we're not toxic. Yeah. And we can be toxic too. Don't handle what you need to handle and get that inside together, you can be toxic.
Yeah, because essentially all you're doing is hurting people who didn't do anything to you.
Yep.
You're just taking it out on them.
Yep. And that's why some of y'all can't keep a man, can't keep a woman, whatever you prefer. Mm-hmm. You can't keep them.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're projecting your insecurity, your trauma, all that on them. And they didn't ask for that.
Yeah.
They might have came to you healed.
Right.
But because you didn't take the time to do what you needed to do, now you missed out on a good person.
Exactly. And that's why, like, if you are in a relationship and it doesn't go well, you break up, I suggest you take some time. Take some time for yourself. Get to know yourself. Get back to you.
Not 2 weeks.
No, not 2 weeks. Probably 6 months.
Six months, y'all. Because y'all be tripping. I be like, did you just post? Okay. You know what?
This my bae. And then 2 weeks later, this my bae.
Yes.
Like, that's not cute. It's not.
It's not cute.
It's making you look ran through. And you don't want to look like that.
You don't. Even if you put that emoji on their head, we still know.
Yeah.
Because y'all be trying to block out the face. We see y'all.
Keep your relationship private.
Yes.
Keep it private.
Yes. Especially if you're dating. Because I truly believe that it's okay to date. When you're dating, to date multiple people till you find out. But you don't have to post everybody, right?
Exactly. Everybody don't need to know your
business. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, that's a whole nother topic, right? So I saw that you were at this yoga. Was it yoga?
It was a meditation.
It was meditation. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. I want to go. So I want to know more.
Come on. So I used to go every Wednesday faithfully. Mm-hmm. And I stopped going in November and December because I wanted to cater more to my audience and my clients. And Wednesday was the first 2024 session. It's every Wednesday. It's with RC Lee. Shout out to RC. It's every and Conjure Drums. So what we do every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, the mats are already there. So you don't have an excuse. I don't have a mat. He got a million mats and they already laid out. You just walk in and pick which mat resonates with you. You sit your behind down. The first part, we're journaling. So he does guided journaling too. So asking how are you feeling, what can you do, and it's all about you. So he asks these you questions, and they're not yes or no. You have to answer the questions.
In depth, yeah.
And then he invites us to share. He made me share, but he invites us to share. So people will randomly share what they're going through, how they're feeling. We get that out because that's the point, getting it out. And then we do breath work. Breath work, you know, we do breathing to inhale the good, exhale the bad. Mm-hmm. And we just do that in cycles. We do affirmations. And he walks around with his singing bowl.
I love it.
Ooh, it's baby. I'm surprised my lashes stayed on because every time I go, he cries me out of my lashes.
Oh, wow. Yes. So it's like a whole experience.
It is.
Yeah, I got to check it out. Where's it held? Where do they have it at?
The Assembly, 1502 Berry Street in Houston. Okay. Every Wednesday.
Yeah.
You reserve your spot on Eventbrite. Follow my dude. His name on Instagram, he is meditation_with_RC.
I'm going to check it out, y'all. I'm definitely going to. That's a good little self-care.
It is.
When I saw you, I was like, oh, that looks like fun. I need to find out what that is. Because, everybody needs to do that.
It ain't exercise physically, but it is mentally.
Yeah, but y'all was sweating, though.
Yeah.
Y'all was sweating in there.
Because we was in there breathing and screaming.
See what I'm saying, y'all?
Yeah, we were.
It's work.
We inhale, and he makes you deep release. And you are literally screaming. People be screaming, crying, but it's not, it's so such a safe place that nobody looking at it, they're like, no, ain't no, we all screaming and crying in there. It is beautiful.
I love it. I'm so happy you shared that. I'm gonna go follow him. I mean, I was looking and I'm like, wow, I wonder where that's at. And see, we don't know about these things. Like, a lot of times people don't know. So it's good to kind of get the word out there. So y'all definitely go follow him and support.
Yes, I want to see you one Wednesday.
Yes, yes. I'm going to be in there, y'all. I don't know how I'm going to make it crying and screaming and sweating, but we're going to get through it.
You don't know you're doing it.
Oh, wow.
Like, you don't go in there with the intention to cry. Because I know I did.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm a G. You know, I'm just going to go
I'm good. Like, I'm the coach. I'm good.
I be crying and it's just... He makes you go deep. He's like, imagine that person that you used to be, or imagine that little girl, a little boy, and you know, talk to that little boy. Or little
girl.
It's great. It's awesome.
Wow.
It
oh my
awesome.
God. I want to go. I'm excited now. I'm
going
to go.
Every Wednesday. And the minimum to pay is
$11.11. Oh, wow.
Yes, it is not expensive because he wants you to come in to release. He's not going to turn anybody away. And even if you don't have $11, you come and be real and honest with him and tell him. Don't be stealing no healing. You know, you got to come in and say, hey, RC.
And check in.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Yes, please check in, y'all.
Oh, he going to count.
Right. You know, that's count. Good. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's his
but
business,
it's open
too.
To
yeah.
Everybody.
I love it.
Men, women, they had a man in there with his little baby.
Oh
yeah.
Oh.
So everybody is welcome.
Oh wow.
Everybody.
That was my next question. Is it unisex? Okay.
Everybody.
So it is unisex.
Everybody.
So don't be using those excuses, guys. Cause guys feel like they don't have to do any work.
Oh no. They had the males are growing.
I love it.
It's almost a lot more males than women.
Yeah. I think cause it's hard for males to find a safe space.
He is a safe space.
I love it because my husband was attending like this men's group. And it was supposed to be like, he disliked it because it was Bible-based, you know, like, when I say Bible-based, I say too religious where people couldn't really be open.
Oh, no. RC space?
Yeah.
No, he will tell you quickly, this ain't about religion.
Right. And
whoever
that's good.
Believe in them, but we need you to get in here and heal.
And get healed.
Because
that's really what it's all about. And so that's key, especially for Black men, because a lot of times they don't have a safe space. Some of them are getting beat up at home with the words. And then you got to go out into the world and get beat up as well. Or people are afraid of you. There's just a lot of things that can be real traumatizing for Black men.
Yeah.
Not only just women. Because sometimes when we think about these things, we just think about ourselves.
Right.
And we forget about guys because they're taught to be strong. They're taught to be, you know, the head of the household and to protect and to provide. But where's their safe space? So
exactly.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And that was another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see male clients or just women?
I just see women.
Okay. That's good to know.
Women only. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I feel like a man needs another man to,
I love it. I do too.
Go through that healing process.
Yeah.
I want women.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like that about my platform. But I've had a couple guys on. But only because they specifically asked for my platform, but I usually try to refer them to my husband because it's just better. But like you said, if this is a safe space for you, I mean, every now and then I will. But I completely understand what you're saying. I feel like men do need men to bond men with. Yeah. Not trauma bond, but bond, not y'all. Trauma. She talked about that earlier. Your coaching program. So you just launched a new coaching program. Yes, has it started or hasn't started?
It starts on January 22nd.
Okay. Talk to the people a little bit about that and where they can find it.
Okay. So the name of the coaching program is Staying Stuck Ain't Cute. And it is three levels. There's a 5-week, there's an 8-week, and a 12-week. So all of them are training modules. We meet once a week. It's online, virtual. I give you homework. We have, Q&A sessions. So it starts out as a group. So if you want individual, I can help you with that, but you have to ask for that. But when you're initially coming in, it's going to be group. We are going to be, we go over everything from the rooter to the tooter, it, not only in the 12-week program, then the 5-week is specific areas, but the base of it is self-love, accountability, and journaling.
Okay.
And, identifying what it is, that you need to heal from.
So is it group or is it individual?
It is group. Okay. Like the calls are group.
Okay.
But the sessions, the weekly sessions, the training part, that's individual.
Okay. Okay.
But we come together as a group once a week.
Okay. So y'all heard it. Y'all can go find it. Where can they find it?
Go to ShantiRefuge.com. Or you can go to Stayin, STAYIN, Stuck Ain't Cute, coaching.com.
I love it. I love it because it's not cute.
No, it is not.
Like, and what she means by that, and clarify if I'm wrong, it's like, I'm setting my ways and I'm doing it how I want to do it. That's not cute.
That ain't cute.
That's not cute. Because you just flying, what did they say? You just flying
by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, no. If you ever feel like, anyone out there ever feels like, they know it all, they've done it all, and they don't need to learn and do anymore, you're stuck. Because that's not true. You should be forever learning, forever growing, forever healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a forever thing.
Right. So, we're in 2024, and so everybody's on their new healing journey. We're giving up stuff. We're going to be doing this and that and this and that. So people are coming to you and they're like, okay, I want to start fresh. I have all these goals. What's one of the major things that you tell people, during that consultation period, that clarity call, about getting clear about what they're expecting from you and what you're expecting from them? Because you're coming to me, but I can't do the work for you. So, what's the conversation like during those calls?
I let them know, I'm not going to hold your hand. I'm not going to baby talk you. Even if they don't know why they're coming, we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
But we have to set a goal, and it has to be clear and achievable. Not some wild, no, it has to be, we're going to get it down to, the bare minimum so we can work on that, because you can't say you want to heal and come busting out the gate with big stuff. No.
Yeah,
you're not going to succeed that way.
Right. It's kind of like having a vision board. Sometimes we fill up the vision board and it's like, are you being realistic? Can you get this done in a year? Like, if you're driving a Toyota Camry right now, you're not going to be driving a freaking, I'm going to just put it out, Lamborghini.
Unless you win a lottery.
In a month or two.
What are the odds?
Unless you win a lottery. But I'm just saying, some stuff you have to work your way to. Yeah. And that's all we're saying. It's it's people. Just not a fast process.
I think the internet, social media has misguided a lot of people.
Yeah.
Thinking that, you could wake up with being perfect one day.
Yeah.
It was busted yesterday.
Right.
No, that is a process.
It is.
You're only seeing, and that's the reason why I'm so authentic in my post because a lot of people like to post the after.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the before, the during, current.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I ever have an after.
Yeah.
I'm going to always be growing.
Yeah. And it's important for people to see your journey and share your journey. That's one of the things I have on my list this year is like just putting more content out there so that people can really see the journey. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, like you said, you see the outside, you kind of see what they have going on, but you don't really know like what it takes to get there. And so we've been like documenting behind the scenes so that you can see that it's a lot of work. Like it just don't happen like that.
No, you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't got no rich uncles, rich aunties, you know.
Yeah.
No, you got to put in the work for this.
And sometimes it's okay to be the first one.
I'm the first.
That's what I'm saying. Go first. Like, don't be afraid to go first. And I just believe that this is a year of you going first. So if you need to be the first person to go through the healing process, do that. Like, do that and do it for you and do it for, like, generations to come.
Yes.
Because a lot of you have kids. Some of y'all even have grandkids, nieces, mm-hmm. nephews. And those babies are watching.
Yes, they are.
You know,
are.
And they're y'all picking that up.
Not. Yeah. They are watching.
They're watching every little thing. And so that's how we learned the trauma and all the craziness.
We didn't know that's what that was.
We didn't know.
And now we know better.
So do better. Yeah. Like, do better. And I was like, do better, bitch.
Yeah, like, do better.
Do better because we can no longer say, like, stuff isn't out here. Because the resources are out here. The people are out here. The support is real.
No excuses.
Yeah.
No excuses.
Yeah. Just like the whole meditation class. I wouldn't have seen that if she wouldn't have shared it. I wouldn't have known anything about it. And so that's why it's important for platforms like this to bring people on and they share. Because you just never know what somebody can get from your story. What they can get from you and vice versa. And so I just want to thank you so much for taking time to come on.
No,
also, too, guys, she has journals. She brought me one of her journals, and she brought my husband one, too.
Yes,
but, yeah, go on her site, because she also has these available for you guys to purchase.
Yes.
Her book is out. I'm going to have all that information in the description for you guys to go and get. All of her stuff will be popping up on the screen. Please make sure you go follow her. And I'm going to, y'all know I like to turn the tables at this point. Yes. So I'm going to let you ask any questions that maybe you want to ask, maybe something you were wondering during the episode before we close out.
Do you journal?
I used to.
You got one now.
I need to. I'm the person that has like a million notebooks. Like I write stuff down every day, but I need to like keep it in the same one because I got stuff in this one. Mm-mm. Whichever one I can get to that day, that's what I grab.
Okay.
So
get organized.
Yeah, I need to get organized with my writing.
Journal.
Yeah, journaling. Because I like writing. I love it. I'm working on my book right now, too. So I'm so glad that you came on and you posted what you posted the other day.
What I posted.
The three things you accomplished.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's motivating. It's like, you need to get to work. And then you said something earlier about feeling like you went through that phase of feeling like you weren't doing enough. Mm-hmm. And I went through that and I was like, you know what? We need to stop saying we should be doing this or we should be here and we should be there because we are right where we're supposed to be.
We are
exactly where we're supposed to be. So if you're like that and you're being hard on yourself and you feel like maybe everybody's ahead of you
forget them people. Online anyway.
Come on.
So if they're not showing you behind the scenes and showing you actual factuals, They're lying.
Like, we're all working. We're all a work in progress.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can just be grateful and learn from somebody else's accomplishments because it can be motivation.
Yes.
And celebrate others because your time gonna come.
Yes.
Your time is gonna come. And it doesn't always have to be about you. That's another thing. Let's make this year about, you know, servicing other people.
Yeah, giving more than
and
you
And giving.
Yes.
Because God gonna bless you. Your blessings are your blessings. Mm-hmm. Can't nobody take your blessings.
No, what's meant for you is yours.
It's for you.
Yeah.
So that's why women like her and I can get together and collab because, hey, everybody's doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And I love it. And we're going to backtrack a little bit before we end how we met. So we met at, y'all know, Melanin Minds, the conference that I was advertising for a little bit because I was on a panel and she was on a panel as well. Mm-hmm. And so we all kind of met there. We met a lot of amazing people there. Mm-hmm. So that was just great. Shout out to Legina.
Yes.
So just don't be afraid to get outside the box and meet new people and collab and work together and celebrate other people.
Exactly.
But yeah, I have all her stuff in the description. Go check her out. Go follow her. Like, share, subscribe. Also, guys, if you're listening on Apple, go ahead and write me a review on there. I would love to hear your feedback. Anything you want to see, anything you want to hear, just let me know. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Well, guys, that concludes our episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Allow Yourself Grace podcast. For additional information about today's episode, please click the link in the show notes below. To learn more about our Grace Girls community and other resources we have to offer, head over to www.allowyourselfgrace.com. Until next time, Grace Girls, I love you all, be blessed, and continue to strive for success.